Okay, sure. The one Warren song I said I didn't want to hear.
You didn't say you didn't want to hear it. You just said you were sick of hearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I still am. 16 years of hearing this song over and over and over again. I've got to grab my glasses.
For a while. Go. Turn it up. Mmm. Just because you're tired of it doesn't mean it's not a great song.
No, it's a great song. We did get Pizza Luce, but Mr. Prima Don over there, Mr. Talk Show host, didn't like mushrooms. You've always hated mushrooms, right? Mushrooms are dead to you. So I saw the story in the Washington Post. No, ABC News. Washington Post did a version of it, too. Schools face pressure to take harder line on discipline. And part of it, to me, is a stretch because they talk about that horrifying story about the six-year-old who showed up in Virginia and shot the teacher. And there is some good reporting, too, by the way, on warning signs and how the school had been tipped off about some significant behavioral issues. And did they downplay that? And it's worth checking out because the stories I've read, it seems like they absolutely missed out on attempting to stop this before it happened. But overall, is this get off my lawn story? Because a National Center for Education Statistics survey of school leaders last summer found 56% of respondents said the pandemic led to increased classroom disruptions from student misbehavior, and 48% it led to more acts of disrespect towards teachers and staff. That really this all started happening just because of the pandemic? I don't buy that. And I guess the good comeback would be, no, wait a second, you're not in class and you're questioning the survey. I'm saying we had some of those problems before the pandemic, Dave. I don't believe that just because of online learning that now the kids who decided to be to grade to this, right, to act like kids – where they're not being as responsible, but you have to remind yourself it's a 12-year-old or it's a 14 or a 6-year-old. It's I'm not defending it, don't get me wrong. But a lot of us probably did that. To then various levels of unruly and outright disrespectful to violent. I just don't believe it all of a sudden spiked that dramatically because of the pandemic. I want to get to this in multiple ways, but do you believe the pandemic all of a sudden caused kids to say, hey, I'll just do whatever I want now?
Maybe not to the extent it says there, but I do think it's probably a somewhat more dramatic rise than you believe.
So it's a kid who's in, let's say, 7th, 8th grade and misses, you know, the end of what was, the last couple months of 2020 and parts of the 2020-2021 student. And this kid before then hardly caused any trouble. And I'm supposed to believe from these statistics, again, from people who see this every day, and I'm reacting to anecdotal information I hear. So they're more credible to me. That also in that kid, boys and girls, now are that much more disruptive because of the pandemic? And they weren't before? Or they weren't going to be before. I'm skeptical on that. But on discipline, how much will parents allow schools to provide significant more discipline? You know, some people think of it as, well, paddling. I think that's lunacy. I really do. Now, do I think when this was going on more of a regular basis in the 50s and 60s? Because in the 70s, when I was going to public school, I don't remember seeing it at all. With my older boys, and they never had significant issues at school, but did they act disrespectful times? Yeah, they did. And they did get in trouble for it. But what I've ever been for a teacher or a principal paddling my kids? No. If I called Kathleen right now or if I called Hunter and Griffin, they would say I was absolutely the disciplinarian. And if I went one way or the other, it was wrong. I was too tough on them. But I don't want somebody else paddling my kid. If you do, you have those options to sign up for those schools because there are still states where that happens. So it's not always just paddling. But quicker discipline, stronger discipline, grade reductions. I think there are a lot of parents who talk tough about it, but they really don't want it to happen because they don't want this to reflect on their 9th grader, 10th grader, 11th grader, when the grades matter a hell of a lot more than when they're 5th, 6th grade.
Don't want to reflect on themselves either.
Yeah. Because that would be a huge part of this, by the way. If parents would further empower teachers, and again, it's the brains are not forming, are not already formed. Let me say it that way. So the leeway that a 15-year-old gets compared to a 57-year-old, a 37-year-old, is very different. And the patience you have to show on a regular basis, I'm sure, is a test a lot of times. By the way, like every other profession, you're going to have teachers who aren't that good, who are jerks, and should lose their job, just like talk show hosts, just like doctors, you name it. But that would change so much if the parents would empower, to use that term, which is overused massively, empower schools and teachers to discipline more. I also think you have a lot of teachers who see what happens with other teachers when they dig into it with a discipline, and then all the meetings they have with parents, with other teachers, with maybe a grade principal, the overall school principal. I think some of them, Dave, are like, do I really want to do this? Do I just want to conform with the other people?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want them to do that either. But, I mean, in schools and word of mouth and turning against coaches or referees and teachers and how fast things could spin when you think you're right because John over here and Jill over here were acting like jackasses. Well, guess what? Their parents are super visible. And they're on the Nextdoor app, or they're on Twitter, or they're on this. And all of a sudden, I've turned into the bad person. I'm the teacher when I believe 90% of the other teachers would have done the same damn thing if they would have saw it.
Yeah, it's an impossible spot to be in as a teacher almost because of many of the things you just said. And, you know, parent A might be okay with this sort of discipline. Parents B and C might not. So what are you supposed to do? Meet with every set of parents to determine their level of discipline,
yeah.
Write it down, take notes.
Right.
Little Jimmy is acting up. So you got to look at the notebook.
Yes.
Okay, I can raise my voice. I can do tension, but I can't do that.
We have to be mindful here. Yeah. I can scream here.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a break here. What do you think about what we've raised so far about discipline in schools? From your own experiences, from past experiences, it's too quick to say it's failure or it's great. So give me a little nuance. What is working? What is not working? Would you want to be a part of it? Is it extraordinarily difficult to be a teacher right now? Are parents willing to let their kids be disciplined? Is that the wrong generalization? Phone calls and texts on this germane topic to a lot of people. 651-461-9226. Couple reminders, our friend Jamie Uke is not on today. She is in Australia with her guy who's from Australia. And so she's back with us next week. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was scheduled to join the show 1:35. She had a personal matter unexpectedly pop up. They were very professional about us, let us know. And so we will reschedule that and have Congresswoman Omar on, hopefully before this week is done. On schools and discipline, let's jump to the calls. A lot of texts coming in. Linda, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Chad, I was a school social worker until 10 years ago when I retired. I was in education 40 years. When I started, there wasn't anything like the discipline problems that were there when I ended my career. And the last 10 years have got nothing but worse. I'm glad I'm not in education anymore.
Why do you believe, or which reason is number one, why things change so dramatically to the negative side?
Lack of respect for educators, lack of respect for other people in our society. I mean, I just don't think anybody... I think a lot of people feel like rules don't apply to them anymore.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate the phone call. John, you are next on WCCO Radio. Just trying to get a number of voices in, and we're getting so many texts. We're trying to get a few of those. We might even keep this topic going into the first segment next hour. John, go ahead, sir.
Well, like I told the person answering the phone, it takes a village to basically take care of a kiddo. But I'm going to piggyback on what the social worker just got done saying. And, you know, it's a lack of respect. And because of that now, we've just got such a shortage of teachers and social workers and things like that, that it's really hurting our kiddos when they do need that support. I think that, you know, we need to move forward, do something like dangle a carrot, say, hey, you become a teacher and you can retire at age 51 or something, because right now I'm seeing a lot of burnout, and like she said, a lot of disrespect. It's real simple, just, you know, get everybody together and family, you know, parents and teachers, but the students also play a role and they got to do their part as well and be responsible.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It sounds sometimes easy. But for the folks who are in it on a regular basis, it's nowhere near as easy. We know that. A lot of texts coming in. Let's get you more of your texts. And if you want to call in about 7-8 minutes and chime in on discipline, schools, what is working, what is not working, we'll absolutely take it. Should I take a break here at 05? Would that work out?
That'll work.
Linda's Construction Time. It's time for me to stop talking. Check them out for Infinity from Marvin Windows.